This is Newsbreak.
In the recent weeks, at least 20 multinational firms have been confronted with official findings or pressure under Chinese anti-monopoly law. Now an expert working to defend a U.S. company against allegations of having violated Chinese antitrust law has been punished.
近来，中共对至少20家外企展开了大规模反垄断调查。现在，一位中国专家因替一家美国公司申辩而受到处罚。
Chinese economist and scholar Jiang Xinju was fired by the Anti-Monopoly Committee Expert Advisory Group under the State Council for violation of working discipline, according to an official announcement on August 12th.
大陆官方宣布。大陆经济学家和学者张新竹因违反工作纪律而被反垄断委员会专家小组解雇。
An official source with knowledge of the firing told state-run China News that Jiang was hired at a high wage by the American global semiconductor company Qualcomm Incorporated to provide economic evidence for not being a monopoly in China.His hiring was said to severely violate the discipline of the advisory group.
大陆官媒引述一个知道解雇内情的官员的话说，晶圆制造商高通公司高薪聘请张新主，以便为其提供非垄断的经济证据。反垄断委员会专家小组认为，张新主被雇用违反其规定。
But Jiang saw it as an unfair action taken only because he was defending a foreign company. He told Shanghai-based Free Trade Zone Post, It's just as though I defended someone facing a death sentence. Every case has its plaintiffs and defendants. You must give them the right to speak up.
不过张新竹认为仅因为自己帮外国公司辩护就对自己采取这种行动是不公平的。他告诉上海自由贸易区邮报的记者，这就像我在替一个死刑犯辩护，每个案子都有原告和被告，你得给他们权利发声。
Jiang Xinju indicated that the advisory group leader Jiang Qiang required him in June to write a report criticizing his actions regarding his defense of Qualcomm. He, Jiang Qiang, told me that I shouldn't speak up for a foreign company, that I shouldn't stand in opposition to the government, but I refused to write the report criticizing myself.
张新竹说，反垄断委员会的领导张琼要求他在六月份写一份报告，检讨自己为晶圆制造商高通公司辩护的错误。张新竹说，张琼责备他不该替外国公司辩护，不该站在政府的对立面。张新竹拒绝认错。
The Chinese regime's National Development and Reform Commission, NDRC, the top economic planning authority, launched the anti-monopoly investigation on Qualcomm last December, alleging that the California-based mobile chipmaker charged excessive licensing fees. The NDRC announced this August that they had found evidence for monopoly actions by the company.
中共发改委去年12月开始针对高通公司进行反垄断法的调查，指控这家总部设在加州的公司收费太高。今年8月，发改委宣布他们找到了高通公司的垄断证据。
The regime has strengthened the power of an anti-monopoly campaign targeting foreign companies recently, with a number of foreign technology and automobile manufacturer companies facing different levels of penalties.
中共当局最近加强了用反垄断法打压外企，一些高科技公司和汽车制造商受到不同程度的处罚。
However, scholar and Asia economist Derek Scissors argued that the sheer number of targeted automakers contradicts the monopoly allegations. Scissors wrote in a blog posting for the American Enterprise Institute in Washington,If you took an economics class or two in college, it might seem odd to accuse 15 companies in the same industry of being monopolies simultaneously.
亚洲经济学家 Derek Scissor 则认为，大量的汽车制造商成为被打压目标本身就和反垄断法的指控相抵触。Derek Scissor 在美国企业研究所的博客中写道， 如果你上过一两门经济学课程，你会觉得奇怪，同行业的15家公司同时被指控垄断。
While the Chinese regime stressed that domestic companies are also subject to scrutiny, foreign investors see the crackdown as weighted against them. Kenneth Jarrett, president of the American Chamber of Commerce in Shanghai, told the Australian Financial Review, "There are many foreign companies that believe they are being targeted by the Chinese government. The laws are not being applied equally to foreign and domestic firms."
中共当局强调，国内企业也受到调查。外资却把这轮打压看成是针对他们而来。在上海的美国商会总裁 Kenneth Garrett 告诉澳大利亚经济评论杂志，很多外企都认为他们是中国政府的目标，法律在对待中资和外资企业上是不平等的。